Hello, Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today, and I'm back in my office. Yes, so let's kind of get going. Let's see here. Yeah, I had a life coaching session yesterday with my amazing life coach. And I really realized that I'm not putting any focus into my business and everything is all over the place. And I had stuff in here, stuff out there, stuff packed away still. Like my room is not ideal. Like that's the laundry behind me, cat box right over there, storage, deep freezer, coats. Like I hate it in here, but I had to revitalize it and ground before I am making the giant change, because I was having anxiety about not being grounded in my business. So I had to accept, adapt, and here we are. So I'm back in here. We finally, like, as I stated yesterday, the ducks are like weirdly getting along now. The whole main reason that I moved out there was to like watch everything. And then the ducks started like fighting. So I was like extra hyper-focused. It just became unhealthy. So I am now allowing myself to disconnect, because I feel that now, like, if Cho gets to disconnect, I get to disconnect too. And people go to work all day and they have chickens and ducks and they come home and they're fine. And I have to be okay with it. I am a helicopter mom and it's terrible. I know that. That's why I don't have children. There's a million reasons why I don't have children. I just, whatever. Anyways, excuse me. So that's what's going on. Let's see. Update wise, Nancy's doing fine in the baby ward. She laid another egg yesterday. It was a little weird because she laid it outside of the cat carrier and I had to put it away. So like, this is now becoming a team effort, I guess. To let it. So we have 7 eggs right now. She is currently in there. So she's probably laying another one. So that's exciting. Let's see here. What else? Yeah, I had a class last night. Yeah, I don't know. Life is really going fast right now. And updating wise, I am having, I don't know. Virgo moon is having me be like, let's do this. Or, oh, let's clean over here. So I'm just kind of flowing. My life coaching class yesterday also made me realize that I need to... Oh, I didn't even check. I'm on the wrong... The audio is going to switch just a second. I apologize. Is it this one? There we go. Sorry, now the audio is going to switch. but now I'll be able to totally tell the difference. I had to switch to my actual microphone versus the weird thing. Okay. Lost my whole train of thought. I need to take each day as an adventure. That's what my life coaching session really made me realize, is that I need to, I need to put a post-it note, you know, let's fucking do it right now, guys. Do I have post-it notes? No. I have these little things, though, and I'm going to use it. All right. So, I think that my new mantra is going to be... Today can be a fantastic adventure. Okay. So I'm doing that and I'm going to put it next to my pills, because every single morning that'll be something that I'm like, I take in. And I need to look at it like that, because I have been catching myself lately like, shit, I didn't get that done. Or, oh my gosh, I didn't do this today, blah, blah, blah. But I went on an adventure instead. And I mean, I'm never just like, fuck it. And I'm going to go frolic in the field. Like, you know,
I just had to look at the world in a different way and see that what excitingness, what cool things can come my way right now. What can I open myself up to instead of closing myself off to everything because I want it to be a certain way, when in reality, it could be so much cooler and so much more if I allow it. And I woke up this morning with all that downloaded, booked an extra session with somebody today, and I have an amazing announcement that I cannot say yet, but I'm so fucking excited and thankful for. Holy fucking shit. So this shit works, guys. Clean yourselves out. Focus on your feelings. The amount of self work that I'm doing right now is finally starting to pay off. That sounded so negative and I didn't mean it to be, but it's the truth. So that's what's going on. And I have my fuck Pete Ricketts shirt on today. Let's get started. I am all over the place. Okay. The sun is in Cancer and the moon is in Libra now. So the sun is trining Neptune, sun in Cancer, Neptune in Pisces, and Chiron goes retrograde. Oh my fucking God. I'm so excited. Guys, I am a whole different person when I'm grounded in my energy. I have not got to be fun and goofy and whatever like this in quite a while. I'm so glad. Okay. Anyways, Chiron going retrograde. Such good juge. If you have Chiron not retrograde in your chart, then I will say that you are going to have the next 6 months. You're going to be diving within and really focusing on yourself, understanding what you need, who you are, what's going on now. I always look at these points as check-in points, and Chiron is a really big thing with that. So when Chiron goes retrograde, which I believe it does every year, I'm pretty sure, and it's usually for like 6 months. So for me, when it is retrograde, I get a break. So if you have Chiron retrograde in your chart, you get a break. So for the first half of the year, I did not have a break and I was constantly having to search it within myself and do this. I will admit wholeheartedly right now that I'm like reviewing, which remember, that's what we were supposed to do with the gateway Thurizaz rune that we drawed for Wednesday. And that's what today is. Looking at these last 6 months, fucking crazy. Wow. We had my aunt's death, Zip's death. So many ducks died. We got the chickens. We have fish. Cho changed jobs. He also changed his hours. And then my mental health. Oh my God. I had the realization, I think it was yesterday, that I am like literally having to claw and scratch my way through to just try to be existing, living, whatever, with diabetes. And I had this whole like thought of, I bet there is a lot of other people out there that this happens to them and they give up. Cause there was so many thoughts in my head of like, Jesus fucking Christ, I don't even want to do this. I don't want to take this. And I remember doing sessions on people back when I was like constantly doing sessions. I had a client for quite a while who flat out refused to take any diabetes meds. And that did not make sense to me in my head. Like, I don't understand how people forget to take their meds or don't take them. Like, that does not compute in my head. I am annoyingly loyal to certain things. And for some reason, that is one of the things that I'm loyal to. Might play a part in the fact that I was addicted to opiates for probably about 4 years of my life. And that's because of back surgeries and then I was addicted. I would like, whatever, this is my life. I took 36 oxys a day. That's what the doctor prescribed me. I overdosed so many times. But I'm just saying that that's probably a part of that, that like my addiction brain has me uber hyper focused on pills so I don't fuck it up, because I have in the past. Big time. Okay. But just in general, like, I seriously don't understand how people can just be like, oh, I'm not going to take care of my diabetes, or I'm not going to do that. And I will admit, the first year of me, no, I did. I've never not taken my meds. So anyways, when I didn't these past 2 weeks, I really felt like I was in a fog. Like, I was shedding a lot of sugar, I'm sure. And my head was all funked up. And now that I'm on this shot, I'm like, oh, I'm finally starting to feel better. Like, my brain is back, and like, I can think, and I can like, I have clarity today. That's what one of the cards was. Oh, I'm tangenty today. Sorry, guys. It's just the way that it's going to be. But yeah, that's what I think I was thinking about when I was talking in my podcast yesterday, of how I feel the pull to write again. And I feel like needing to like share my story and whatever. And I really had a good thought with it of like, yeah, I do have quite a few people more that would be reading if I wrote it all down on Facebook like I used to do for the past 9 years, blah, blah, blah. But I don't want to. I just like, there is just such a big part of me that's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to, because for 9 years, every single day when I would sit down and have my breakfast, I would have my breakfast with my computer and I would write it out. Now I have my breakfast and I get to watch TikTok, or I get to just watch the ducks, or I get me time. So I don't want to give it up. And I'm okay with that. And the only part of me being able to share my story is through this podcast, or through like how I'm doing it now, then that's the way that it is. And it's fine right now. If something changes, then whatever, which there will be changes. Cause remember, I have an announcement that I can't tell you about. But yeah. So holy shit. Where was I at? Chiron going retrograde. Okay. So Chiron goes retrograde. Venus, the other thing that's happening. So remember on Wednesday we had, Venus and Mars conjuncting. It started on Tuesday, but the big thing happens, I think, on Wednesday. I believe it was. I don't know. But anyways, Venus and Mars, the exact same degrees, and they're paired up. And before this, Mars was ahead of Venus. So like the male was taking over. And so now Venus passes Mars. So we get to be more intuitive. We get to be more flowy, more feminine, all of that. It feels so good. And if Venus is in Leo, guys, this is, let's roll out the red carpet for the one that I love. Let's show them everything, like whatever. And me and Cho both have been feeling this. And this is his placement. He has Venus in Leo. But like, we've been feeling this lately, to be like, oh my God, let's go on a date. Let's go somewhere we've not been yet. And like, we're doing it during the week and we never do that. So that's exciting. So we get this break with Chiron, and we get this Venus and thing that's happening. So it's just really good manifesting vibes. We are very social. We're very charming in this energy. So we're going to want to like dates or whatever, anything like that. It's really good juju for relationships. The other thing that's going on is that the moon is opposing Chiron retrograde in this time. So that's going to really be felt. So remember that we have the moon in Libra. Libra is all about balance. And then with Chiron going retrograde, we're going to immediately feel that, like, I have a lot of emotions that I haven't dealt with in a very long time. Or if you're like me, peace. So I'm a very Chiron ruled person, and I don't understand fully why that is. I think it's because I have a lot of Geminis in my life and my Chiron is in Gemini. So I'm constantly being mirrored as to what I need to be fixing and what my wounds are and whatever. So yeah, I don't like with Cho. Cho's is in Taurus. So I'm sitting here trying to think like, what are his... When I think of Chiron and Taurus, I would normally tell people this is like you have a hard time settling down. You have a hard time with routines. Like that's your wounds is that. But like I've always said with Chiron energy, that this is what the universe gives you, this little gift that we get to change it. We can't overcome it, but it's hard. So just kind of like understanding that about him, he does get into modes, but it's not routines. That makes sense. Because he's a Libra, and he also has a lot of Scorpio energy as well. He gets into modes. So he'll be in work mode, and he'll literally be in work mode all week. So no connection, like whatever, at times. And so I have to like help him switch out of work mode. Now that I'm thinking about that, my best friend is exactly the same way, and she's a Libra, and that's one of like, I know that they fight about that a lot too, her and her significant other. So it's just a weird thing that like, that's a normal Libra and a lot of Scorpio energy too, but like Libra for sure, you guys get into modes. But when we have this Taurus energy, it's starving for routine, and the routine will allow you to kind of have a set thing of what you should be doing, but there's chaos all around, but you can be like, nope, don't touch me, you know? So yeah. Oh, I'm not apologizing. I feel like it's like the reunion back to getting back Claire right now. Whatever. I have no idea what I'm saying. What is Thursday, July 15th, rune? Ding, dong, ding. Okay. This one felt so cool when I picked it up and way bigger than it is. That's weird. So it's like the S looking rune, which is wholeness. So Walu. Wholeness. This rune stands for wholeness, that which your nature requires. It embodies the impulse towards self-realization and indicates the path that you must follow, not from ulterior motives, but from the core of your individuality. Seeking after wholeness is the spiritual warrior's quest, and yet what you are striving to become in actuality is what you, by nature, already are. You must become conscious of your essence and bring it into form. Express it in a creative way. This is a rune of great power, making a life force available to you. Sowalu marks a time for regeneration right down to the cellular level. Although this rune has no reverse position, there is a reason for caution. You may see fit to withdraw or retreat in the face of a pressing situation, especially if events or people are demanding that you expend your energy right now. Know that this retreat is a retreat in strength, and it can indicate the need for a voyage inward, centering a balance. Timely retreat is among the skills of the spiritual warrior. At the same time, for some, this rune counsels an opening of yourself up, letting in the light, the part of your life that has been secret to shut away. And to accomplish this, you may call for a profound recognitions, whatever the fuck that word is, for an admitting yourself that something you have long denied. Okay. And then this goes in to talk about like letting the sun in. So the Sowalu, is this the sun's energy? Is that what it says? Yes. Okay. I need to write that down. Sun's energy. Allow yourself to rest and regenerate, use sun. Okay. So remember, like, going outside, having the sun, like, just fill up your whole body. I always imagine it going through my chakras, just kind of like letting the light clean each chakra and then like beam out my butt and go down to the earth, but also connecting me to source. So just a yeah. Okay. So there's all that. Let's get into some witch's wisdom. I can't wait. I know. Okay. So here's an update with this. The woman that is doing my background music, so much has kind of come up into her life. She's switching jobs. Oh, I just heard something. I don't know what it was. She's switching jobs and she is moving. So I'm not even going to bother her right now to be like, I can handle it. It's fine. I have known for a very long time that this time period till August, probably like mid-August, I have just felt, and I know I've said it a million times on here, that uncomfortable pause and just waiting and patience. I mean, yes, obviously it's because of the she shed for me, but so many other aspects of my life this is applying to just like, okay, I just gotta chill. I just gotta wait. I just gotta chill. So, and nothing needs to happen right now. We're in retrograde season, guys. Like, I know Mercury is no longer retrograde, but everything else is pretty much. Shaman. I've never drawn this one either. Interesting. Should we change cards? I think we should. I would like to not do... Oops. Yeah. It's time to change. I forgot that I've got that fucking Halloween deck, guys. I don't know why. Okay. So the Halloween deck... Oh, I just got so excited. I feel like we need a girly deck. Where's the... Here we go. All right. Oh, I just got so excited about this. I think I've only used it once. Dumb it. Dumb it. What are my words doing? Excuse me. I've had a very, like, lot of gunk in my throat lately. I did draw the Ace of Swords for the card of the week, which is truth speaking. And I had a whole dream last night about me just going around and telling everybody how I feel. Oh, this is so beautiful. It's midnight. I'm so excited. Stop. Okay. And then we're going to use the Mystic Rebel deck for the last one. Oops, feck. All right. Excuse me. I know I'm clearing my throat a lot. I probably do that already, but I'm a little bit more focused on it. Why are we not giving me one? What's going on? There we go. Okay. Use your personal power. All right. So we have the shaman. My shit's not staying up there. Oops. The Showman, number 13. I'm pretty sure that what was number 14? Is that what we had yesterday? Nope. Never mind. All right, Shaman. On this path of becoming, it is time to find a teacher who will teach you the skills that you need to discover your true self, to accomplish whatever gives you joy, to fulfill your destiny. And when the shaman appears, you are called to listen to the voice of the sacred. To hear it, you must be willing to work in the darkness, as the shaman does. Learn the journey. Learn to journey. Sorry. Call the spirits who have a deep compassion and love for you. Hang on. Call the spirits who have a deep compassion and love for you to ask them to help you to navigate through your life. Pay careful attention and be blessed by the heart of the divine pulsing through creation, pulsing through you. It's time to sense the sacred in the world and in yourself. So this is introspection. So like I said, this is very, very normal. When Chiron goes retrograde, a lot of people are going to be introspective. And it doesn't mean that if we do have Chiron retrograde in our chart, we're not going to be introspective, because the collective is, we're just going to, it's not going to hurt so much. I stopped myself from saying that because it sounds negative, but I don't fucking care. It's the truth. Okay. Time for introspection. Find you. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Then the next one, Midnight. The most magical hour of all, it says. The dark, it envelopes me. The witching hour awaits. True magic and an enchantment and spells that change fates. It's a little poem. The middle of the night, midnight is in the hour which it is believed that ghosts, witches, ghouls, and magic are most likely to be active. Transition times such as noon, the time between tides, or even the dark moon are traditionally powerful times for magical transformations. In some Christian traditions, the witching hour is seen as 3 a.m. because it's the opposite to the time that Jesus said to have died at 3 p.m. I never knew that. Wow. But there is some consensus that midnight is the time of the greatest magic, particularly around Halloween. As soon as the clock strikes midnight on Halloween, it is said that the spirits flow forth through the veil and the benevolent bring positive messages. If not so benevolent, they are mischievous and play tricks at best, or at worst, cause havoc. Allow yourself to relax into the benevolent darkness of the midnight, and you may feel that this is your darkest hour, but know that the light will return again. The dawn always follows the darkest night. Know, too, that it is important to recognize that we all have darkness within us, just as we also have light. This isn't something to hide from. Okay, I'm going to write that last thing. We all have darkness within us, just as we have light. And this isn't something to hide from. Cool. That was great. Use your personal power. Personal power. You are so much more powerful than you realize. But hey, that's normal. Humans often think that they are the victims of their circumstances, but that's just not true. You have the power to recenter your thoughts, actions, efforts, and energy to create miracles. Say it louder for the people in the back. Whether you are dealing with another human or the universe at large, there is never a good reason to relinquish your power over to others. When you do, you are giving that person permission to do whatever they want with your energy, and you allow yourself to be a victim without any personal responsibility. No thanks. That said, just one being can never fully control any situation, nor should they. So look for the places where you have more control in your circumstances than you originally thought. Where can you communicate better? Where can you interrupt an unhealthy pattern? How can you draw stronger boundaries? How can you use your power to support others? Notice where you can consciously and kindly interject your power into the situation and take back command. P.S. This includes reclaiming your spiritual powers and using them in new and profound ways. Woo! Okay. Close your eyes. Affirm. I am a powerful being, and I use my power fearlessly and responsibly. I see clearly where and how I am powerful, and I feel comfortable stepping forward to claim those moments with gratitude. Oh, okay. Use your personal power. Take back your power. And control only what you can. See, that's so small. I wish that everyone listened to this. I understand it's not for everybody, but come on, guys. So anyways, back to this. I'm going to take a picture really quick so I don't forget. And I lost my phone. There it is. Okay. With all of this, putting it all together, the Sowalu is the wholeness, asking us to regenerate ourselves. We really get a chance to go within and see what we really need to regenerate ourselves. And then understanding that there is a darkness within us. It's okay. We got to kind of make friends with our dark passengers. Understand that fully and integrate that into our balance practice that we are doing, as well as just reclaiming our power. So what I do to reclaim my own power, and I know I've talked about it a million times, I'm sure, is I use Odin. Everything is about intent, guys. So when it comes to like I could light an incense every day, one little Nag Champa. This incense is going to be the incense that is reclaiming all of my power back into me. And we see all the smoke going, and we understand that that smoke is the smoke that's going to take all that other gunk out of there. And we're going to fully regenerate ourselves with just that little tiny stick of incense. You can put a fucking pin cap in your pocket and do the same thing. It doesn't matter what you use. I like using Odin because I feel it differently when it's with him. So I always ask him, Odin, can you please give me back all of my power? All of the people that I communicated with and all the millions of fucking TikToks I watched and everything else, please collect all of my energy and bring it back to me. And then I just sit there and let it come through me. Every single session that I do, I ask him to do that before my session so I can fully show up to every session. And then anytime I like come home from anywhere. So that's how I do it. A lot of people are like, I need a day in bed. I need to do this. I need whatever you need to do. That's the glory of you being you. Be happy with it. I've been on this kick lately where like, I'm noticing when people point out things like today, for some reason, my sister was like, downing herself about her gums, like her gums. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what body you have. Stop fucking picking it apart and just accept what it looks like and be happy. Like, I do not understand anymore. I know I did in the past, and I will fully admit that. But I do not now ever understand how people can just be so critical of themselves and others and whatever. Like, it's just so stupid to me now. Like, yeah, I got extra skin. Yep. Don't fucking care. I have a body. This is what meat suit I got handed, and I fully accept it. And that's, I don't fucking care. And I do know that a ginormous part of that is because I'm in a relationship and I can be so comfortable. And when you're not in a relationship, you're extra hyper-focused on what you look like so you can attract the other mate and blah, 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 fuff your feathers up and blah. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think I'm ever going to go back. Like, I'm never going to go back to, like, oh God, oh my fucking fat, you know, like, I can't do it anymore. I don't fucking care. I don't. And yes, I'm on this health kick. My word for the year on my New Year's resolution is healthiness, wellness. It was wellness. That's what it was. And that's all I have accidentally, unintentionally, fully been focusing on. And I'm realizing that it's so stupid. And I have no part of it anymore. So, yeah, that's it. I apologize and thank you for listening to my big, big ass rant. I love you all. I hope you have an amazing Thursday. And I will see you on Friday for your weekend horoscope, whatever, everything, and tarot cast. Please make sure you're checking out the link in my bio to go to my link tree, my website, if you would like to book any sessions, guys. I will admit wholeheartedly, I am almost fully booked right now. Not yet. There's some spots in there, like all the way to September. So, like I said, this is going to be happening with the shed coming in. So there are some spots here and there. I noticed there was one in like a couple weeks and stuff. Get in if you're wanting to get in, because once the shed is here and when I am able to tell you my announcement, it's going to be big. And I saw that Mystic Fest is coming back too. So shit's going back to kind of normal. I don't know what I want to allow though. So that's everything. I hope you all have an amazing day, like I already said, and I'll check you tomorrow. Yep. Bye. Love you.